The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome, Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I want to remind you, of course, that you were created to obviously be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job, folks, is to simply teach you how to align your life so you can make this happen. As always, I want to thank you for joining me today. And today I'm going to be talking about a topic that affects a lot of people, and that topic is migraines, migraine headaches, and migraines that people have, especially around this time of the holidays. Everybody is stressed out to the max. Everybody's trying to get everything done before the end of the year. We're going to see family members, friends, people that we may not particularly like to be around all the time. So stress is going to be through the roof, along with everybody running around in the weather and all these different changes that are happening. So I want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. And lastly, you can also find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And that is a website dedicated to this radio show. You can find any of the other topics I've talked about in the past. So, and obviously listen to those at your leisure. So once again, thanks for joining me. And as always, I like to start with my big why, and why it is that I'm so passionate about what I do, and why I get on here every single week and talk about a different health topic and how to help you naturally without drugs and surgery. And the reason why I'm so passionate, folks, is simply because of a phone call I received 4 years ago from my mother while I was in chiropractic school. My mom called me to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer at that time. So, of course, she starts crying. Then I start crying. My mom is my hero. My father passed away 17 years ago here. In the next few weeks, it'll be exactly 17 years on December 24th. Yes, the day before Christmas, my father died. So my mom is all I got. So I was very devastated. Didn't know what to think or what to say, but I knew one thing. I was like, you know what, Mom? What are you going to do? Was my question to her. She says, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. And I was scared out of my mind. I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to do a conventional treatment, what else is there to do? So I told her at that time, like, you know what? I know one thing. I'm spending a whole lot of time, energy, and effort trying to figure out how the body works. So I know that God put an awesome power in your brain. If your brain and body are communicating at 100%, your body ought to function and heal at least at 100%. So let's get your spine checked, make sure your body is completely communicating with your brain and give you the best chances at survival. So we did get her spine checked, only to find out that her neck, she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. She had a completely straight neck, 0 degrees out of 45. So obviously that's not normal, strike one. From front to back, from T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine. Similar to a minor scoliosis in her upper back, which was not surprising to me because for years, really decades, my mom always had back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And every time she went to the doctor, she got the same answer, which is drugs. And obviously they suggest surgery, which she's turned down every single time. So folks, that's why I'm here, because my mom's life was negatively impacted by this disease. And obviously I asked her, I'm like, you know, why are you finally listening to me? Why are you finally doing something different? She finally said, hey, you know what? I know I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Three of those grandchildren are my kids. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands. Question to all of you listening is simple. Who is responsible for your health? You all know the answer. Point at yourselves because you are responsible. So the fact that you're listening, the fact that you haven't turned the channel means that you are obviously interested in this topic or just in health in general. So once again, talking about migraines today. So migraines, what are they? Why do they happen? Why do people deal with these things on a basically daily, weekly basis in some cases? So what are migraines? Migraines are a group of headaches that happen to people roughly about 10% of teenagers have it. 18% of the adult population in the United States of America has it. So overall, the most affected demographic about with migraines here in the United States of America is females. So I see this quite often in my practice. I mean, migraine headaches are one of the top things that people come to our practice for. And it's something that is not that is super easy to fix, but it's something that is not as as crazy to fix as other issues. So migraine headaches, the main reason why they happen is because the vasculature inside of the brain is constricted. And a lot of that happens because of misalignment of the spine, specifically in the upper cervical area, or like the very base of the skull. At the very base of the skull, you have areas which are very sensitive and also very rich in musculature and neurology. So when those areas get tense, or of course you get stressed, or you sit in front of a computer and your head is always protruding forward and you're not really watching your posture, you might have had trauma at some point, whether you fell off a bike or a car accident, all those things play a factor. So those muscles are spasming because they're trying to move bones back to where they're supposed to be. And the problem is that those bones are not going to move back to where they're supposed to be because those bones are shifted out of place. Unless you obviously move those bones back in place, those muscles are going to be fighting a losing battle. And then what ultimately happens, those muscles are so stiff and actually spastic that they start crushing some of the anatomy around that area. And some of that anatomy around the area happens to be blood vessels, happens to be nerves. And then those nerves go into the head. And those nerves that go right into the head, then they actually take a pattern. Sometimes I always, whenever patients have headaches, there's a 50% chance that the headache starts just behind the ear and that little divot we have at the corner of like of our neck in the back. And then that pain comes across the top of the head just behind one eyeball and eventually spreads to the other eyeball. You see an aura, like kind of blurry vision that you can barely see, kind of like it's fuzzy. And then you get this, bam, migraine headache that you can barely function. So that is, generally speaking, what I see when my patients come into our office, complain of migraine headaches. And the sad reality is that a lot of people that are affected by these headaches are given the same answer, which is obviously medication. And sadly enough, some of that medication never works. So they got to take more medication. And then what happens is you continue to take medication over and over and over. Medication levels go up. The pain doesn't go down. And now you're finally to a point in where you could barely function. You could barely go to work. You can barely be a mom or a dad. You can barely do anything. And now your quality of life starts being affected. And that's when you finally decide, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I have to do something different. That is exactly why 90%+ of people show up to my practice. It's not because the pain is so bad that they can't live with it. Guess what? Most of you are living with pain that you've had for probably at least, I'll say at least a year. Most of you, you're anywhere from the 5 to 10 year category. And you're just waiting for it to get really, really bad before you do something about it. So that's what most of the patients that come in with migraines in my practice come with. They're like, you know what? I dealt with it since I was a teenager. I didn't think it was going to get really this bad, but now it's affecting my ability to do blah, 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 which is be a mom, a dad, provide for my family. So this is why you have to do something different, because if you keep taking the medication and the medication's no longer touching it and the migraines are just continuing to get worse, all you're going to get is stronger medication, and eventually they're going to talk you into doing some sort of injections, Botox, cutting nerves, ablations, all kinds of crazy stuff. Last time I checked, you don't get migraines because of a lack of Botox injection in the base of your skull. You don't get migraines because of a lack of, you know, Excedrin extreme migraine medication. You don't get migraines because of a lack of anything. You get migraines because something else is causing it, and you got to get to that cause and fix it so you don't deal with the problem. So you get to the cause of the problem and you fix it. Otherwise, you're just masking a symptom and literally dealing with it every other day. So now I want to talk about some of the symptoms that some of the patients show up in our office with. And once again, it's that intense, severe pounding pain in either one or both sides of the head. Obviously, most people have migraine pain only in one side of the head at a time, which is obviously this is what makes the migraines different from tension headaches or cluster headaches. Also, another symptom that I see very often is nausea or loss of appetite or even upset stomach. So this is where if you not only have a headache, now you have a headache and you feel nauseous and you don't really want to deal with people, you don't want to be around people, you don't want to do anything, and you're not feeling up to par to eating, that's one of those symptoms that we see fairly often in our practice. So obviously sensitivity to sound and light is one of the top actual symptoms that we see with migraines. So you cannot tolerate being in a really bright room, people talking really loud. Obviously I happen to just naturally be loud, so people that have migraines don't tend to enjoy being around me when they have a migraine. So I'm very conscious of that and I lower my voice, but this is something that is a dead giveaway that you're most likely dealing with migraine. Another one of those dead giveaways is that blurred vision. So you start seeing like flashing lights as if, you know, you're seeing some like haziness, blurriness. Generally speaking, it happens sometimes in one eye, sometimes it happens in both eyes. That is known as the aura. Like there's an aura that happens right before you get that migraine headache. And that is a dead giveaway that you've been dealing with. And of course, dizziness, numbness, and weakness in the face, you know, inability to concentrate, speak normally, just all those things are dead giveaways that you most likely been dealing with migraines. So, and at the end of the day, you have to do something different, you know, because if you continue to take the drugs, obviously the drugs are just masking the symptoms. So what is it that we do in our practice? Like what, why does Dr. Juan deal with migraines and why is he seeing, you know, the results that he's seeing with his patients? Is because migraines, as I explained before, happen because of tension in the musculature initially. And then after that, that leads to the compromise of actual nerves and blood vessels. That's the presentation that I've seen in my practice, okay? So then now those blood vessels and nerves are being obstructed and they're not obviously communicating and delivering what they're supposed to be delivering to the brain and the surrounding areas effectively. And now all of that causes more tension. And then that tension increases that pressure in the head. And then that pressure eventually leads to a headache. And then that headache, once it gets bad enough, then becomes a migraine. So this were headaches. It used to be believed that headaches were like, you know, migraines are migraines, tension are tension headaches, and clusters are cluster. But scientists and research has shown here in the last few years that headaches are just basically a continuum. So you may start with migraines, then you might move on to tension headaches and eventually cluster headaches and so on and so forth, right? There's a lot of different science behind it. I'm going to spare you all the crazy anatomy stuff. Basically, the most common presentation I see in my practice is that tension of the musculature at the base of the skull that allows that very top bone, the atlas, right underneath their skull, to shift ever so slightly to the left or right. And then that leads to that abnormal decreased amount of blood flow, increasing a pressure, causing the pressure increase in your head, obviously leading to a headache. So folks, if this is something that you're dealing with and something that you would like help with, you're once again more than welcome to call our office at 937-552-7364. Offer a discount on that initial examination and x-ray so we can get to the bottom of your problems. Once again, that phone number is 937-552-7364. I got to take a quick break here. We are talking about migraines and you're listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit caresource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
When the kettle whistles like that, it means it's, done.
Oh, right.
You've got that 1,000-yard stare. At 1 a.m, what gives?
It's Medicare. I need to pick a plan.
I get it. You used to have an HR person for this sort of stuff.
Exactly. And now...
You're the HR person.
I don't want to be the HR person.
You don't have to be if you pick Anthem Medicare. With their shopping tool, you just answer 8 simple questions to find a plan that's best for you.
Are they actually simple?
Yeah, no PhD necessary.
Sounds good.
Now, what are we drinking? A little passion flower action, what?
Whatever my wife buys.
Okay, not a tea guy. Got it. Go to bed.
For all the things that keep you up at night, Anthem Medicare has a solution, like their simplified online Medicare shopping tool. 8 simple questions to find a plan that's best for you. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rest easy. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Community Insurance Company. Anthem is a Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Anthem depends on contract renewal.
Prices have just been slashed at Elizabeth Diamond Company's massive store closing sale in Troy and inventory liquidation sale in Centerville. Now save up to 70% on both locations during the most spectacular sale in their 70-year history. Everything must be sold.
The entire $20 million collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, engagement rings, watches, and more must be sold, all at never-before-seen sacrifice prices.
This is your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to acquire Elizabeth Diamond's fine jewelry for those special to you, just in time for holiday gift-giving at store-closing prices.
Take advantage of this extraordinary jewelry liquidation going on now until the entire multi-million dollar inventory is sold.
This gigantic store-closing inventory liquidation sale is taking place now, exclusively at Elizabeth Diamond Company in Troy and Centerville. Now open Sundays. Now save up to 70%. Certain exclusions may apply.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Temperatures climbing into about the mid-50s as we go throughout the afternoon hours. Scattered showers still continuing into the afternoon and evening hours. By the time we get into the overnight hours, skies beginning to clear towards sunrise, 48 degrees, and even some sunshine expected for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. I forgot to say that in the last segment. Just make sure you press option 2. It'll take you directly to our team, who is ready and standing by to answer any questions or schedule an appointment if that's what you choose to do, so we can get to the bottom of your problem. So once again, talking about migraines, and I want to just go into some of the causes also that complicate migraines. Of course, I'm talking about those muscles getting tight around the very base of the skull and the upper shoulder area. But also there's a lot of other things that literally lead to migraines that many people don't realize. And some of those things are, for example, increased inflammation that affects that normal blood flow, the blood vessels obviously reaching the brain. So that inflammation increases that pressure. That pressure then leads to a migraine headache. Another thing is changes in nerve signals or neurotransmitter levels that cause pain. This includes... one of the top things is that low serotonin level. And serotonin, I see, is one of those neurotransmitters that's very important for people, especially when you're dealing with anxiety and depression. This is why I see patients that are dealing with anxiety and depression who also may have headaches or migraines on top of that. So low levels of that serotonin. Not only are you depressed, now you're dealing with migraines. Once again, that's one of the causes, that low serotonin level. Stress, of course, once again, if you're stressed out, you got to figure out ways to de-stress yourself, because that feeling of anxiousness or busy or rush and nervous, all those things lead to an increased amount of stress in your body. That stress then leads for you to be just naturally tense for no reason. And then that natural tension that you have in your muscles translates into those muscles at the base of the neck and the skull to get tight, once again, disrupting that natural blood flow, which then in turn increases that blood pressure inside of your head. So hormonal changes. So this is where my ladies in their midlife obviously are hitting that menopause, premenopausal. So hormonal changes sometimes can affect, obviously, the headaches and migraines. And this is directly tied into diet. So a lot of hormonal changes happen because of things that we're eating and precursors for us to make more of certain hormones or activate more certain hormones. So very important that you understand that. Not only is a hormonal change an issue, but the food that you're putting into your body also takes effect. Lack of sleep is a dead giveaway. You are not healing if you're not sleeping. I'll say that again. You're not healing if you're not sleeping. So your body heals at night. So one of the things that your body does at night is reduces the inflammation. Initially kicks the inflammation high to fix the things that are not so hot or things that are broken or might have got damaged through the day. And then at towards the end of the night, your body starts reducing that inflammation because it realizes, you know what, we did our work. Let's get ready to wake up. So that inflammation does not decrease if you don't sleep. So obviously I already said at the very beginning that if you have that inflammation through your body, it's going to affect the pressure in your head, leading to, once again, headaches, migraine headaches, more specifically. Another one of the side effects that a lot of people overlook, they don't really realize this, but a lot of medications out there do cause migraine headaches or headaches in general. And it's not because the medication is bad, but it's the medication, generally speaking, is being taken with another medication. And now you're having reactions between two medications. If you've never typed in all your medications, there's a great website out there. It's called drugs.com. It tells you the reactions that are happening between medications, like your enterologist gave you this medication, your rheumatologist gave you this medication, and your general practitioner gave you this medication. Chances are nobody's ever sat down and put all those medications together and looked at them and made sure that they're actually safe to take together. So that's something that I would highly entertain you guys doing, because reactions to medications cause problems in people. And then you go back to your doctor and your doctor's like, oh, you had this new symptom. Guess what we're going to give you for that? Another medication. Once again, they're not bad people. They're just stuck in a system that's mainly speaking the only solution that they have. So I got to take a quick break here, folks. Once again, we're talking about migraines, and you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 4:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, heads of state from around the world remember George H.W. Bush as funeral arrangements are finalized for the 41st president in Washington.
Tracking rain throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Your interstate's looking good around the Miami Valley at this hour. If you're westbound on Route 35, headed from 675 over to 75, you can make that five-mile drive in just about 5 minutes. Our top story, in Washington, preparations are underway for a state funeral for the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush.
The nation will honor the late President Bush as his body will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol from Monday evening through Wednesday morning. A state funeral will then follow at the National Cathedral. The last president to be so honored was Gerald Ford almost 12 years ago.
WHIO's Washington insider Jamie Dupree. Retired U.S. Congressman Dave Hobson served during the last 2 years of President Bush's term. The Dayton Daily News speaking to him Saturday about his memories of the former president.
He was a battle-tested man. There are not many people left of that generation, which was one of the greatest generations of all time in this country. And he was a true leader in that generation.
When asked what President Bush's legacy would be, Congressman Hobson said, quote, decency and character, end quote. Now to Alaska, where we're following the latest after the governor declares a state of disaster after a massive earthquake ravaged parts of the state Friday. Buildings have been destroyed or damaged along with roads.
A tsunami warning was issued but later canceled. The Ted Stevens Airport was shut down for a time due to a power outage. It is now fully open. Some 40,000 people are still without power. It is a big concern with temperatures in the 20s.
Fox's Dan Springer says President Trump is promising aid to help. Well, the reigning NFL rushing champion is now looking for a new job. The Kansas City Chiefs cutting running back Kareem Hunt Friday evening, saying he was untruthful with them about an incident at a Cleveland hotel back in February. Video surfacing earlier Friday showing Hunt knocking over and kicking a woman in a hallway. Cops were called to the scene of that incident, but no charges were filed. Hunt was placed on the commissioner exemption list earlier Friday evening, meaning that if he signs with another team, he won't be able to play in or even attend games until the investigation is over and a decision on potential discipline is made. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Temperatures climbing into about the mid-50s as we go throughout the afternoon hours. Now, the majority of precipitation found in the morning, but scattered showers still continuing into the afternoon and evening hours. By the time we get into the overnight hour, skies beginning to clear towards sunrise, 48 degrees, and even some sunshine expected for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, still seeing scattered showers around the Miami Valley, mainly in the northwestern part right now. It's 44 degrees in Urbana, 47 in Xenia, and 49 degrees in Dayton at 433. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
If you're looking for a new Chevy Silverado, there's one place to go. Find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Dave Kale's the top seller of Chevy Silverados in the region for good reason. Row after row of new Silverados, a wide variety of your favorite colors, features, and horsepower. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find, heavy-duty, and diesel trucks. Take my word for it. The trip to Mechanicsburg will save you money. It's easy. Let Dave tell you about the warm reception you'll receive at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
The weather's going to get cold. Time to find new roads for the big city selection you're searching for at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Check out their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For nearly 40 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet. Find new roads now.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can obviously call us at 937-552-7364. Press option 2, and obviously my team is standing by ready to answer any questions that you might have regarding this topic. So lastly, you can also find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And you can listen to this radio cast and any other radio shows that I've done in the past on other topics. So welcome back. We are talking about migraines, folks. So I want to just touch on, of course, I talked about the symptoms of migraines, what you feel, some of the things that you deal with. So now I want to just cover the risk factors that obviously make you more susceptible to getting, obviously, migraines. So some of those risk factors include, number one, and I hate to say this, but being a woman, especially if you're young or middle age, migraines are just much more common in women than men. So literally, I want to say over 65, maybe 70% of all the patients that have migraines or any sort of headache problem in my practice are female. So just being a woman, obviously, that has something to do with it. So going through hormonal changes, once again, puberty is the number one time that a lot of females tell us, hey, I started getting these migraine headaches when I was a little girl, like right around that time when I started hitting puberty. And then obviously, then now that is further exacerbated because, of course, we all know that we go through hormonal changes in our teens. But now, you know, young ladies are starting their menstrual cycle and all these different things. So then now a lot of these hormonal changes are taking place a lot more rapidly and once a month. And then now they're a lot bigger changes. So that leads to a lot of that issue with migraines. So, and also another one of the risk factors that a lot of people don't even realize, which I'm sure that once I say it, it'll make sense, but eating a low nutrient diet. So skipping meals, obviously, which causes blood sugar fluctuations. So some people skip meals. Yes, of course, fasting is awesome, but some people skip meals because they just got too busy and you're not doing it all the time. So then your body plummets in blood sugar. That also can cause headaches. And if you do that often enough, then you're making your body more susceptible to creating this tension headaches, eventually migraine headaches. So being in a high stressful situation. So some of you obviously are there every day. And this is something that where I cannot tell you how to live life or what to do with your situation. Of course, we all have a bunch of issues as human beings. This is part of being human, living here on this earth. So having a stressful lifestyle and allowing that stress to dictate what you do and don't do literally will eventually kill you early, but it affects your health in so many more areas than just headaches, folks. It's been shown in studies. So stress is literally the silent killer. I know they call high blood pressure silent killer. Stress causes basically every chronic disease known to man. Headaches, migraines, back pain, neck pain, digestive issues, high blood pressure, cancer, blood sugar issues, all of those things can all be tracked back to chronic stress. So very important that you figure out ways to reduce your stress, folks. Everybody's different. I de-stress by working out. I also de-stress by going to the movies. I absolutely going to the movie theater, sitting there and just being entertained. I love that more than anything. So literally, like, you have to find out how it is that you can do something daily that's going to de-stress you. Of course, going to the movies every single day is not feasible, right? Unless you can do that, that's awesome for you. But very important that you understand that you have to figure out your 5 minutes of peace that you can take every day. It doesn't matter how stressful your life is. You can find time to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to take care of you. And then once again, you're going to become a statistic, which none of us want to be. So exposure to loud noises is, of course, one of those things that causes migraine headaches. I'm not going to over elaborate on that one. Overworking your eyes. So some people will get really intent in reading something or staring at a computer, looking at our phones or whatever have you, and overworking your eyes, kind of reading back and forth and looking, that tends to cause headaches because the same nerve pathway that goes through your eyes passes past this trigeminal ganglion. And once again, I don't want to get into too much of the science because I don't want to bore you to death, but it passes through basically the adjacent and the same nerve pathways, which can trigger a migraine, especially if you're overworking that area, especially if you have lower levels such as serotonin, you know, different neurotransmitters. So caffeine or alcohol withdrawal also can cause a change in your development of actual migraines and headaches. So the conventional treatment, obviously some of those risk factors I was talking about, but the conventional treatment is always essentially the same. So triptan medication, obviously that's the kind of medications that you get for migraine headaches. Also painkillers, including ibuprofen, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, so NSAIDs, right? Anti-nausea medication, anti-anxiety, antidepressants, also calcium channel blockers, anti-seizure medication, sometimes sleep medication is given. Folks, at the end of the day, the common denominator there is that they're all medications. And this is a story for a lot of people in our community, And the thing is that those people walk into my office every day, and I cannot forget their stories, man. Stories are so powerful. That's why we are very, very driven in always sharing our patient stories. And the thing is that all of our team members in our practice, we give them an opportunity of getting their central nervous system checked, and they do get chiropractic care as part of their benefits package in their employment or our practice. So one of my team members, I'm going to talk about, her name is Holly. She just came to our office. We just hired her on a few weeks, actually months now, 2 months ago, roughly, or three. Can't even quite remember. It's been kind of a whirlwind. But at the end of the day, she came into our office, and she had never heard the fact that the brain obviously controls the body, in the sense of, you know, allowing your body to function better and making sure that your brain and your body communicating better would give her the symptomatology that many people come in. So Holly had been suffering from migraine headaches for most of her life. And the only answer she ever got was medication. And unfortunately for her, she used to work at a lot of different places. But more importantly, she used to work in a medical office. And in this medical office, the only thing she ever heard about, you know, having problems was like, hey, you have this problem, here's this pill. You have that problem, here's that pill. So on and so forth. So she got hooked, you know, obviously hooked on taking the medication to get rid of the problems. And then the thing is that the headaches were barely ever touched by the medication. And she was upping her medication and taking more and more because she was just trying to be who God's called her to be, a wife and a mom. So she continued to take the medication, higher and higher doses, until finally, like, she was like, you know what? I don't know what else to do. She continued taking the medication and suffering through her day. Some of you are doing that right now. Every time you get a migraine headache, you run to your medicine cabinet. As a matter of fact, you don't even run to your medicine cabinet because you have a bottle in your car, a bottle in your purse, a bottle on your desk at work, a bottle in your room, a bottle in the bathroom. So you're taking these medications, and the thing is, if the medication was going to work and get rid of your migraine headaches forever, it would have done so already. And the problem is that there's something else causing it. And this is what Holly didn't know and didn't quite understand until she came to our office and she sat through her interview process. And in her interview process, I go through what it is that we do in our office. Now, we're different than many other doctors, and just, you know, just differently, different philosophy overall. And she just looked at me. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I'd never heard this before. I never knew that, like, if my bones were out of position in my spine, that can cause headaches, it can cause back pain, it can cause a bunch of different problems. Because the big takeaway here is this: if your brain controls the body, and it does that through your spinal cord, out the nerves, so every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body, and if we were to cut a nerve to any organ, for example, if I cut the nerve to your stomach, is that good or bad? It's a bad thing. Obviously, your stomach's not going to survive because your brain controls your stomach through the nerves. If we don't cut the nerve, though, and we instead shift a bone out of place and put crushing pressure on a nerve going to the stomach, is that good or bad? If you're crushing the nerve going to the stomach, is that good or bad? The answer is that's bad. So that's what we do in our practice. We make sure that your brain and your body are communicating effectively because your central nervous system is protected by this thing called the spinal column, which is composed of vertebra. Those vertebra, because of trauma, life, overworking, falls, whatever have you, those vertebra from time to time shift out of place. And when those vertebra shift out of place, they have a potential of putting crushing pressure on those nerves going to different organs, not allowing those organs to function 100%. Yes, you will have pain sometimes, but not always. And then, oh, by the way, now those nerves are being crushed. The communication is not happening at 100% at those organs. Those organs start shutting down. You go to your doctor. They do blood work. They're like, hey, this organ's not functioning. That happens to the pancreas. We got to put you on insulin or metformin. So, folks, if you're sitting there just like Holly was just a few months ago, not really understanding why it's just the only answer that I have is medication, and I'm just going to accept that for what it is. And if you're sitting there, you want a different answer to your problems. You want to get to the bottom, to the cause of your problems, and you're sick of putting Band-Aids on your symptoms, I urge you to do something different. Getting another medication with another name is not something different. Getting an injection to numb the pain yet once again is not something different. You're literally doing the same modality. It's just called a different name. Same modality, medication. masking the symptoms, not getting to the root cause. So if you're ready to get to the cause of your problems, whether it's back pain, neck pain, headaches, constipation, high blood pressure, it doesn't matter what it is. If your brain is not communicating with your body at 100%, is there any feasible way you're going to function at 100%? Answer is no. So if that is you and you're taking 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 medications just to function, it's not that I have a problem with the medication, folks. I want you functioning so well that you don't need the medication, just like you were back when you were in your 20s, probably in your teens. You don't need medication then to not have headaches. You don't need medication then for your blood pressure to not go through the roof. Why do you need it now? Because something has changed. And it's not just your weight, because some of you are skinny and you still have high blood pressure. Explain that one to me, right? So if you're interested in doing something different, I highly encourage you to pick up the phone right now and call 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by. We're ready to give you an opportunity to come into our office at a discounted price. Our original examination and x-ray fee is $130. So whenever I come out on the radio and I come out anywhere to speak about health, I always discount that number down by 60%, down to just $52. So if you're truly ready to do something different, I want you to pick up the phone right now. And the next three or four of you that calls, that's the people that are getting the discount. After that, we're going to take away the discount, right? But if you're ready to take that fork in the road towards health and healing, then this is your opportunity right now. If you're not ready and you're listening, it's like, Doc, please give me some tips about migraines. I'm kind of done listening to what you're talking about in your office. I'm never going to come to you. That's okay. Folks, I'm about to get here to some tips here on the next segment. But for those of you who are kind of sort of ready but not really sure what it is that we do, I want to invite you out to our Dinner with the Doc program. What we do is we take you out to dinner at Basil's in Troy. And at Basil's in Troy, I go over the concepts of what we do in our practice. And at that moment, if you choose to, you say, you know what, I'm going to make an appointment now and come into your office and check you guys out. So that is entirely up to you. If you're not ready to do something different right now, you don't have to. You can come to that dinner. You can still call the number 937-552-7364. Hit option 2. Get signed up for that dinner. You can come with up to 4 guests and come and listen to what we do and what we have to say. So, folks, I got to take a quick break here. Once again, you're listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Are you new to listening to WHIO? Let us bring you up to speed fast. We're Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We provide weather and traffic every 6 minutes weekday mornings on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin. When news breaks here in the Miami Valley, we break in around the clock. We provide Storm Center 7 updates throughout the day, and when we're monitoring the threat of severe weather in our area, we activate Storm Center coverage, updating the situation every 15 minutes or sooner, and airing a special tone every 90 seconds to let you know. We're also the home of the Flyers, airing basketball games, football games, and coaches' shows. You can listen to us on the AM dial at 1290, on the FM dial at 95.7, online at WHIO.com, and the WHIO app, and at home on an Amazon Echo. We have hundreds of reporters and are working around the clock to keep you safe and informed. We are AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
What does joy mean to you? Is it good things happening? Is it happiness? The dictionary defines it as delight, elation, euphoria, ecstasy, and a host of other things. But did you know that you can choose joy? Truth be told, if it were only based on good things happening, there would be very little of it. But joy is something that you can choose, and we discuss that regularly at Fairhaven Church, and we invite you to explore that with us. At Fairhaven, we're a different group of people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We'd love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Do you want to get in great shape? Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. And for the first time ever, you can work out with us for only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join now and pay only $9.95 per month with no long-term commitment. We have lots of cardio and rows of fitness equipment for a great workout. But this offer won't last long, so hurry and call one of our three Dayton area locations. In Huber Heights, call 237-0409. That's 237-0409 or online at everybodyfitnessclub.com.
Temperatures climbing into about the mid-50s as we go throughout the afternoon hours. Scattered showers still continuing into the afternoon and evening hours. By the time we get into the overnight hours, skies beginning to clear towards sunrise, 48 degrees, and even some sunshine expected for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, want to always remind you that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2, and my team is standing by ready to answer any questions you might have. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And you can check out this radio show or any of the previous recorded radio shows on there. So, folks, I've been talking about migraines. So I talked about what it is, what it does, how you naturally, how you can treat it conventionally. And now I'm going to give you some tips on what to do naturally without drugs and surgery and even without obviously ever coming to us or any other chiropractor out there. So what you can do, number one, I always talk about diet because we are what we eat, digest, and assimilate. So if you're eating really junky food that is not good for you, you're more likely than not intoxicating your body, which, by the way, that leads to issues as well. So you have to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. So you got to reduce processed foods, specifically foods that are very high in sodium. Once again, that can make the migraines worse, especially when you are consuming foods also that have added sugar and refined grain products, such as dairy products, cheese, red wine, chocolate, and eggs. All these things have sometimes food additives and sweeteners that obviously could trigger migraines. So you want to reduce that. Specifically, an artificial sweetener that I want to talk about very quickly is aspartame. Aspartame has been shown in studies to cause actual brain tumors. So you have to make sure that you're reducing the amount of sweeteners you're taking in your diet. So another thing that you have to do is manage stress and get enough sleep. You got to manage your stress. I've been talking about it the entire show. Very important to reduce the amount of stress that you expose your body to every single day. Folks, you got to figure out a way that does it for you. Whatever de-stresses you, hopefully it's not a horrible habit like smoking or drinking a bunch of alcohol, but you got to figure out a way to reduce the amount of stress that you have in your life. So very important that you do that. And then the last thing that I want to hit on is limit screen time. So we're all exposed to screens every single day. Whoever thought back in the 90s that we have computers at our very fingertips 24/7. So that is the problem. And because of that, we are actually exposed to this thing called blue light. And this blue light is emitted from electronic devices. So cell phones, computers, iPads, the console on your truck, the backup camera. All those things emit that blue light. So that blue light, once again, goes through your eyes. That affects those nerves, the trigeminal nerve. And those nerves can trigger, obviously, migraines. So very important that you reduce that exposure to blue light. There are some sunglasses that you can wear that are blue light blocking or reducing glasses that you can buy. But at the end of the day, you have to reduce that amount of blue light you're exposing yourself to via electronics. So folks, once again, migraines are a hot topic. If you are suffering from migraines and you've tried everything that I already said and you're like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired and I want to do something different, folks, once again, you get to lock in that discount for that initial examination and x-rays. down to just $52 if you call right now at 937-552-7364. Hit option two. If you're not ready for that, you can come to the dinner on Monday, December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's. You can bring up to four guests, and we'll talk about how it is that we help people achieve the full life without drugs and surgery. So once again, thank you so much for listening. You all have a blessed weekend. Once again, you're listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.